You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This new year, why not let Audible expand your life by listening? Explore over 1 million audiobooks, podcasts, and exclusive Audible originals that'll inspire and motivate you. Tap into your well-being with advice and insight from leading professionals and experts on better health, relationships, career, finance, investing, and more. Maybe you want to kick a bad habit or start a good one. If you're interested in learning how to master your emotions and hearing scientifically backed advice for using your emotions as a tool, may I suggest Shift by psychologist and bestseller author Dr. Ethan Cross? Trust me, listening on Audible can help you reach the goals you set for yourself. Start listening today when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com/wondery. That's audible.com/wondery.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/wondery and use code WONDERY for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/wondery and use code WONDERY at checkout.
In the darkest days of World War II, when entire nations were trapped in the clutches of brutal regimes, and the winds of despair howled through occupied streets, there was a light, a beacon of determination, courage, and hope. Her name was Virginia Hall, known only to a select few, but her exploits were the stuff of legends. Working tirelessly behind enemy lines, she became a symbol of resilience in the face of unimaginable adversity. This is the woman who won World War II.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
Welcome to the third and final episode in our series on the secrets from the Second World War. Virginia's life began in the halls of privilege, but her heart was a wanderer. Her love for languages and travel pulled her from the comfort of home into the far corners of the world. It was a passion that transcended borders as she immersed herself in foreign cultures, savoring the beauty of human connection through words. Her career as a diplomat was full of promise, her future bright. But destiny had other plans. Despite a life-altering accident, she didn't falter. Her story is now a testament to the unbreakable human spirit and the power of perseverance. Virginia Hall was born on April 6, 1906, in the city of Baltimore, Maryland. Raised in a prosperous family, she enjoyed the privileges of her social status, yet her eyes always looked beyond the horizon. Her dreams were filled with the allure of foreign lands and the music of foreign tongues. A love affair with languages guided her to the venerable Sorbonne in Paris. Here, in the heart of intellectual France. Virginia studied the subtleties of communication. French, Italian, German. Each language was a new world, a new soul she sought to understand. What she chose out of love would turn out to be the tool that would help her save the world. Warsaw, Poland became her next destination. Employed as a clerk in the American embassy, Virginia's talents were put to use, and her understanding of languages and diplomacy found a perfect home. But even in these prestigious halls, her heart yearned for more. And soon, it happened. A transfer to the American consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, would soon change her life forever. It was here, in a land where the East meets the West, that destiny intervened. A hunting accident would cause a bullet to be lodged in her leg, forcing the doctors to replace her leg below the knee with a prosthetic. It was a moment that could have shattered any ordinary person. But Virginia Hall was no ordinary person. With unyielding resolve, she turned a life-altering setback into a stepping stone toward her ultimate purpose. What was that ultimate purpose? Hall was figuring it out then too. She always knew she was meant for something greater. She just didn't know what. And as the ominous clouds of World War II began to gather over Europe, a calling stirred within her. A pull towards destiny that could no longer be ignored. The world was in turmoil, nations torn apart, and the cries of freedom stifled by the thunder of war. It was a time that demanded heroes, and Virginia Hall would answer that call. She volunteered to serve in the French army after the outbreak of World War II, a move as courageous as it was unprecedented. Driving ambulances on the front lines, her presence was a beacon of hope amid the chaos, a symbol of humanity in a world losing its way. The time she wasn't driving ambulances for the French army, she was speaking to her friends about the evils of Adolf Hitler. Her speeches would be overheard by British spy Vera Atkins. Atkins was impressed and promptly recruited Hall for a secret organization created by Winston Churchill himself, the Special Operations Executive, or SOE for short. As she made her switch, the French Army awarded her with Croix de Guerre. I know I'm not saying that right. I unfortunately don't speak French. It's a French military honor, recognizing exceptional courage. With the fall of France in 1940, she made her way to England, her heart heavy, but her resolve unwavering. It was here that she joined the Special Operations Executive, SOE, the shadowy British intelligence agency that ran covert operations in occupied Europe. Her talents, honed by a life of adventure and adversity, would now be put to the ultimate test. Known by the code name the Limping Lady because of her prosthetic leg, Hall turned what could have been her greatest weakness into a weapon. Pretending to be disabled, she moved around occupied territories without suspicion, her disability acting as her cloak of invisibility. That prosthetic leg became an ally, a companion. So it was only fitting that she name it. And so, Cuthbert became an important part of her covert missions. What followed were a set of remarkable exploits of Virginia Hall, stories she would tell for decades after. For example, Virginia's first stint in the SOE was when, in the dead of night in 1941, she was parachuted into Lyon, a region in France, and assigned the code name Marie. The Nazi-occupied territory was a world where danger lurked around every corner. With her fluent French and intricate knowledge of the area, Virginia began to weave a web. This spy network would prove pivotal in the fight against tyranny. Her operations were daring, and her methods innovative. Disguising herself as a peasant woman, her prosthetic leg hidden beneath layers of rustic clothing, she moved against the enemy, eyes and ears open, gathering precious intelligence. In this world of shadows and subterfuge, she was an unseen force, a ghostly presence haunting the very nightmares of the German troops. The stories of her exploits became legendary. There was the time she helped rescue a group of Allied men, shot down and stranded behind enemy lines. With cunning audacity, she guided them to safety while risking death. Or the time she traversed 180 miles across the treacherous Pyrenees Mountains to escape the clutches of the Germans. Her prosthetic leg, a relentless companion, was a source of both pain and dark humor as she complained to her handlers about Cuthbert giving her trouble along the way. Virginia's success was a constant thorn in the side of the Gestapo, her actions a persistent reminder of their failure to catch her. They put a price of 5 million francs on her head, a bounty that only fueled her determination. Forced to go on the run, she continued to operate her network, always one step ahead, a wisp of smoke, a fleeting shadow. That was until 1944. The walls of a cold, dimly lit prison cell in Paris echoed with the harsh voices of the Gestapo. Virginia Hall had finally been captured in Lyon by German forces, and she was now their prisoner. Interrogated, tortured, but unbroken, she refused to surrender any information. Each question was met with a determined silence, each threat with an unyielding stare. Days passed, and she bided her time. Not long after, opportunity knocked. Hall was being transported from the prison to another location. As the vehicle hummed through the war-torn streets, her mind was racing, planning, seeking a way out. The truck stopped momentarily, the guards distracted. And in that fleeting moment, Virginia seized her chance. Slipping through her captor's grasp, she blended into the chaos of the street, donning the disguise of a peasant woman once more. She wrapped herself in a long dress, a shawl, and a scarf to conceal her identity. With the determination that had become her trademark, Hall embarked on a perilous journey, walking 180 miles across the Pyrenees Mountains towards the freedom of Spain. Her path was fraught with danger. The terrain was rough, the weather unforgiving, and the ever-present shadow of the Gestapo loomed large. Days turned into nights, as she trudged through forests and fields, sleeping in barns and hiding in the wild. She was helped by a few kind souls along the way, but mostly she relied on her wit, courage, and unbreakable spirit. Finally, after what seemed like an eternity, Virginia Hall crossed into Spain, leaving behind the dark shadow of Nazi-occupied France. Her escape was not just a remarkable feat of courage and determination, but also a blow to the Nazi regime, a reminder that they were not invincible. Back in England, she was hailed as a hero and awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, the highest civilian award for valor. A woman initially rejected by the SOE because of her disability had proven them all wrong. She fought courageously, outsmarted her enemies, and contributed significantly to the Allied victory. But to Virginia, the accolades mattered very little. Her focus remained on her work as a spy, continuing to infiltrate enemy communications and activities, sabotaging them for the greater good. Just 1 year after her capture, in 1945, World War II ended with the surrender of Germany. But Virginia Hall was far from done. Her daring exploits in Nazi-occupied Europe had won the war, but her insights and unbreakable resolve were still needed. From the shadows of the Special Operations Executive, she transitioned to a new arena, a new challenge: the Central Intelligence Agency in the United States. At this time, the CIA was still young, giving Hall a challenge she was ready to sink her teeth into. In the shadowed corridors of the Cold War, where secrecy was currency and trust a rare commodity, Virginia Hall emerged as a luminary figure within the CIA. With a history of triumph and valor already etched into her legacy, she embarked on a new adventure with the CIA in 1947, a journey that would span nearly two decades and would see her rise through the ranks to become one of the agency's most valuable assets. Her career with the CIA was a complex tapestry woven with daring exploits and strategic brilliance. Whether setting up intricate spy networks across Europe or dissecting the intricate web of Soviet intelligence, Hall's work was marked by a rare combination of intellectual rigor and fearless execution. Imagine the dark alleys of Yugoslavia, where a group of American pilots lay hidden, shot down, and stranded in hostile territory. Virginia Hall, entrusted with the Herculean task of rescuing them, orchestrated a rescue worthy of legend. Working with local resistant forces, navigating treacherous terrain, and negotiating with those who might betray her at any moment, she managed to reach the pilots and bring them home safely. Picture her again, this time in the heart of the Soviet bloc, within the guarded walls of an embassy. Her mission? To infiltrate the very core of the Soviet military machine, disguised, perhaps as a maid or a secretary. Virginia moved among the embassy staff, eyes and ears open, absorbing information, piecing together the puzzle of the Soviet military's inner workings. The risk was enormous, the stakes even higher, but Virginia Hall's calm under pressure never wavered. her work didn't stop at the front lines of espionage. Behind the scenes, she molded the next generation of CIA officers, imparting her wisdom, sharing her techniques, and shaping the future of American intelligence. She analyzed, dissected, and assessed the ever-shifting landscape of the Cold War, providing crucial insights that would guide American policy. Yet among all her remarkable exploits, there's one that stands as a testament to her unwavering pursuit of justice: the exposure of a Soviet spy ring within the United States. Unraveling the threads, she uncovered those who would sell their loyalty, who would trade secrets for personal gain. Her relentless pursuit of the truth would lead to their downfall, a victory not just for Virginia, but for America. As the years wore on, the shadows of the past began to lengthen. The fire that had driven her through the Pyrenees and fueled her fight against the Nazis began to wane. In 1966, Virginia Hall retired from the CIA, closing a chapter on a life of service, bravery, and unyielding determination. She left behind a legacy that would remain classified for years. The true extent of her contribution to the CIA and the breadth of her courage would only be revealed much, much later. But retirement did not mean inactivity. Virginia continued to inspire, teach, and bear witness to a world that she helped shape. She had been a force within the CIA, but now she emerged as a beacon beyond it. She served as a consultant to her former employers and other intelligence agencies, her mind still a treasure trove of tactics, strategies, and insights. Her wisdom was sought after, and her guidance revered. The young recruits who had once read about her now had the privilege of learning from her. But Virginia was not content with merely passing on her knowledge. She saw a landscape that needed change, a field that had too long been dominated by men. She became a vocal advocate for women in intelligence, not just arguing for their inclusion, but actively working to break down the barriers that had kept them at bay. Her book, Codename Marie, was more than a memoir. It was a manifesto, a call to action, a challenge to the world to recognize the potential of a woman in a field that had often overlooked them. It was also a riveting account of her own journey, a tale that captivated readers, inspiring a new generation of aspiring spies. Virginia's impact reached the very heart of the CIA's training program. She helped to sculpt new methods, infusing them with a realism that had been lacking, challenging trainees with scenarios that mirrored the complexities that they would face in their field. Her influence ensured that they would be better prepared, more adaptable, and more capable. Virginia Hall's retirement, like her, was extraordinary. It was a continuation of a life that refused to be confined by convention, that always sought to push boundaries, to inspire others, to make a difference. In 1982, having given her all to the war effort and dismantling dangerous secrets and operations, she passed away. Her life was a tapestry of courage, woven with the threads of adversity, triumph, and unbreakable will. Virginia Hall's story did not end with her death. It lives on in the pages of history, in the corridors of intelligence agencies, and in the hearts and minds of those who dare to dream, to fight, to overcome. The limping Lady of Lyon, the courageous spy who walked 180 miles to freedom, the mentor who shaped a generation of intelligence officers, lives on as a symbol of what one person can achieve, even in the face of insurmountable odds. This concludes our series on the secrets from World War II. We've looked at daring female pilots who worked with outdated equipment to deliver victories to their country. A chilling experiment carried out on bodies recovered from UK hospitals and the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And the woman who won World War II. Thank you for listening.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.